KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly mostly sunny sky. It's 57 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to become partly sunny, with a high around 76, winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. In the news, the Creston Police Department reports the arrest on May 28th of 29-year-old Amanda Steinbach. The Creston woman was taken into custody at her residence on charges that include driving while barred and possession of a controlled substance first offense, the bond for which is $3,000. She is also being held on a Union County warrant for failure to serve her jail sentence on original charges of burglary in the second degree, amended to accessory after the fact, and violation of probation. Steinbach was being held without bond of those charges, with the balance of her sentence to be served before she's released. At around 2:50 a.m. on Saturday, Creston police arrested 52-year-old Brady Reichert of Creston on a charge of OWI second offense. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And Monday afternoon, 33-year-old Robert Johnson of Banning, California, was cited in Creston and subsequently released on a summons to appear on a charge of theft in the fifth degree for an incident that occurred at the Dollar General store on May 29th. Police in Shenandoah said Monday a local man was arrested Sunday evening on a drug charge. Authorities say 18-year-old Isaiah Scott Carpenter of Shenandoah was arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense, marijuana. Carpenter's arrest took place after the Shenandoah Police Department K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a suspicious vehicle in Waubonsie Park in Shenandoah. Carpenter was transported to the Page County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Police in Red Oak say a man was arrested Saturday on an assault charge. 48-year-old Paul Edward Robinson of Red Oak was arrested a little after 9 p.m. for domestic abuse assault first offense. Robinson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And a little bit after 6 p.m. on Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Jordan Lee Holiday of Red Oak on a charge of simple assault. He was taken into custody at a location on East Summit Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $300. Rescue crews and law enforcement responded Saturday evening to a single vehicle injury accident that took place on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Cass EMS responded just before 6 p.m. to report of a vehicle in the median near mile marker 56. Four occupants of the vehicle were outside at the time the call went out. The driver was reportedly still inside. One person complained of abdominal pain. Another reportedly had some glass in her arm. Additional details on that accident are currently not available. In other news, the Iowa Department of Transportation would like your input as they finalize the Iowa Aviation System Plan. This plan helps the Iowa DOT and Iowa Transportation Commission with planning and funding decisions to provide you with a strong, safe, and competitive air transportation system in Iowa. And your input, they say, is a key part of the plan update. They've been talking to stakeholders and others during the planning process, and now officials are ready to refine the final draft. Information on the system plan development is available on the DOT's aviation website at iowadot.gov/aviation/. And a copy of the draft plan can be reviewed through a link on the same story on the news page at kjan.com. The public comment period is open now through Friday, July 16th. Also on the draft plan website, you'll find a link to a live webinar. That's on Thursday, July 1st at 1 p.m., where you can see an overview of the plan. Once the public comment period concludes, your feedback will be considered and incorporated into the plan. That plan will then be submitted to the Iowa Transportation Commission prior to its final publication. A 96-year-old veteran who commanded Sioux City's 185th Air National Guard unit for 4 years attended Monday's Memorial Day observance at Sioux City's Memorial Park. Retired General Warren Bud Nelson grew up in Minnesota and wanted to join the war effort right after Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. When he was 15.
My dad said, no, you can't go in the Army. So I went back to school.
Nelson enlisted right after he graduated from high school, but World War II had ended before he finished his training. Nelson became a member of the Air Force Reserves, serving at the Sioux City Air Base and rising through the ranks to become base commander in 1976.
And I served with the Iowa National Guard on two call-ups active duty for the Korean War.
He flew all the fighter jets of the era, and he says F-100s were the best jets engaged in Vietnam.
My guys that went to Vietnam, they were honored as the best fighter squadron in the war.
Nelson retired in 1980 after 36 and a half years in the military. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.